on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? And yes, we are 25 hours late from our live broadcast coming to you from the Hilton Doubletree in Biloxi as we get ready for BKFC. And I made
number
a comment.
Number 20.
And it just hit me. I think it was late yesterday. So I put a post up. And you know me, I even thought about this one. Take that damn thing off. Take it off. Thank you. All right. So I put a post up, and I thought twice, and I thought three times, and I took it down.
Okay.
And the post was, we now have lost two Tampa Bay media names.
Icons. Legends.
I'm not even.
Figures.
Figures. I mean, again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'm trying, you know, when you're a legend, you're a legend. Okay. So in the Tampa Bay area, we lost a very cool guy. He's been around for about 10 years covering the Buccaneers. We lost Mark Cook. Awful news. A day or two later, another very big name, iconic in the Tampa Bay area. His real name is Todd. Went by the name of Fez Watley.
Okay.
From the old Ron and Ron show.
Yes.
And I started to put this post up about all Tampa Bay media, you know, legends, icons, starter up, interns, whatever. Bubble wrap yourself, because everything happens in threes.
Sure.
Right? And it didn't hit me when we almost crashed yesterday on our airline from Charlotte to Gulfport, and we turned around and fire trucks and firemen, and honestly, a lot of us thought we were going to die yesterday. And it never hit me. I was going to be the third media guy.
You would have been number three.
Now, yesterday was my day.
I was already safe here in Biloxi. I was not on the same airliner that had to make an emergency landing.
Again, why is it always about you?
Well, you said...
Nobody cares that you got here safely.
Media personality in Tampa. So if
you're
we
not
lose
media.
Three credible people, you'll need people like me to fill in gaps.
We've got problems if you're going to fill in the gap if I die.
You have problems when there's no fuel on your airliner.
You know, Steve, you know, part of the show.
Steve Linnae.
Part of the Randy regime and all that kind of stuff was so very nice, because we're on the plane. We're sitting next to each other. We're flying this little puddle jumper or whatever. And I have my Jabra earbuds in.
Oh, okay? I don't know what that is.
So, good. So, I'm listening to my music, and Steve taps me on the shoulder. And I'm like, what? I'm in the middle of listening to Endless Love. You know, which is my wedding song. And he goes, you didn't hear? I go, I didn't hear what? He goes, we're turning around. We're headed back. We may crash. We're not going to make the radio show.
So my question is, you guys were only, what, 20 minutes from Biloxi?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was under the impression you were almost here.
See, you don't listen. You don't pay attention.
Leaking fuel.
We were up in the air for maybe 5 minutes.
Oh.
But it took us 25 minutes to get back to the airport.
Because they had to dump all the fuel.
Exactly. And I didn't realize that. I'm like, this is taking a long time to go five minutes.
Because if it lands, then it explodes on impact.
Exactly.
Wow.
So they were dumping.
What a crazy.
So Joe was sitting on the left, and Joe said after we landed, he goes, I saw them dumping fuel. But
sure.
If you're on the right, you didn't know it.
Now I'm not going to say that he's better than you, but the iconic, legendary, nature boy,
no,
Ric Flair,
he's better than me.
Is
and don't
worry. Not only did he,
it's trademarked.
Not only did he survive a plane crash, but he's been hit by lightning. So you still got a little work to do, Mr. Harris, before you're in the legendary status.
All right, so today's show, I know it's an hour early than normal. We are going live Eastern 1 to 3, whatever time zone we're in over here. It's noon to 2.
It's redneck time.
Out on the Pacific, it's whatever it is.
Gumbo.
We're trying to get Tito Ortiz on today.
Ooh.
Who was supposed to be on yesterday. I did get confirmation, second hour, towards the bottom of the hour, the legend, the icon, the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time, Warren Sapp will be on.
Oh, does he have an announcement to make?
No, there's no announcement.
Oh.
We're still trying to put this thing together, but there's a lot of hoops and a lot of jumps And I haven't even spent time to work on
it. But all the pieces are there, so we just got to figure out how they fit.
They're not there.
We're missing pieces.
They're not there.
Well, we'll talk about it when it comes on.
No, we'll talk about it off the air.
Okay.
And you're not going to talk about it on the air either.
Hey.
So I just saw Johnny Bedford.
Johnny Bedford is here in the house.
I hate weight cuts.
Weight cuts are brutal.
I don't think there should be weight cuts.
He is the brutal one, the double champ, for your former double champ, Johnny Bedford.
You shouldn't put yourself through that. It's not healthy to put yourself through that. Johnny Bedford, and I'm going to jinx this. I know if I say it and I jinx it, I'm going to get my butt kicked.
Hold on something. Don't.
Johnny Bedford's a professional. He's going to come in at weight.
Yeah.
There are people that may not come in at weight.
It's facts.
I want weigh-ins to be the day of the fight.
Well, because as a professional fighter,
you won't be able to cut all
you
that.
You should only have one main primary job is to come in on weight if you're a pro fighter.
Incorrect. You should have two. Come in on weight and do knockout radio.
Well, that's a prerequisite.
That is your two jobs. So, Johnny Bedford outside cutting some weight. Melvin Gillard is due here momentarily.
Speaking of Melvin Gillard, I wish I had his picture wrapped on the van that I came on. I actually came on the Smith Brothers combat van that was wrapped. But I wish I had the Melvin Gillard wrap. That's the wrap to have. Who else was on that wrap?
The van's long gone.
And are they still fighting? Are they coming? Well, some of those guys on
Chuck,
the van?
Chuck, no. Chuck's on it. Randy's on it. Tito was on it. Antonio Tarver was on it. Melvin was on it. I think Eve Edwards might have been on it.
And how many of those guys are still fighting now? Tito? Tito's got a fight coming up?
Yeah.
You got Melvin? Chuck's always talking about coming back, doing something. He was reffing. Now he's going to be boxing.
Randy said for the right, maybe he'd come back.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy had a heart attack, walked down to the hospital.
There is no better story, honestly.
Checked out, went back to the gym.
All right, so a couple stories. One just got run at the top of the hour about an Olympic athlete auctioned off her medal.
I saw that.
To help a surgery. A local company bought it and refused to take it.
Sure.
Big ups. I heard a story a couple days ago. So a Jamaican hurdler.
Okay.
Did you hear the story?
No.
Okay. So a Jamaican hurdler got on the transportation in Japan to go to the hurdle finals.
Okay.
He realized something was wrong when I think he went to like the horse jumping.
Oh.
He got on the wrong bus.
Okay.
So he went to the wrong location.
Okay.
So he doesn't know what to do, and he's talking to a volunteer, and the volunteer's like, I don't know how to help you. You know, I'm stationed here. She gave him money to take a cab. He made the event on time.
Wow.
And won the Olympic gold medal.
Wow.
So I guess he put a tweet out and he kind of told the story. And, you know, they hunted down who this person was. And the Jamaican Tourism Board is sending her to Jamaica.
Wow.
On a free vacation.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty cool. So a couple good, cool things.
Yeah, very
cool. And then I almost crashed and died.
You did almost end our relationship. I mean, I would have been technically unemployed.
Is that really what it's going to take to get rid of you?
Or I would have moved up to co-host if you're not here. I'll bring Steve Lanay in. I'll groom him.
Steve Lanay was on the plane.
Oh, dang. I mean, you can't travel rock and roll, guys. They always go down.
So give me your thoughts before we hit this first break and we try to grab Chris Lytle.
Yeah.
Main event, Johnny Bedford, Reggie Barnett.
Oh, it's going to be fireworks. I mean, they always say it. I mean, it's a standard answer when you ask a fighter, what are you going to expect from a fight? What can the fans expect to see? But from the history, from these guys, you know that this fight is going to be nothing but action.
And all we can do is hope on that.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying all we can do is hope. Like you said, kind of there's a lot of talk all the time and a lot of buildup. Johnny Bedford was on last week, disappointed in the fact that he's not fighting Dak, but not disappointed that he's fighting Reggie Barnett.
For sure.
He knows Reggie Barnett's a professional.
Absolutely.
They fought before.
They have.
Johnny Bedford won, Reggie Barnett, you know, zero. Will this even it out? Will there have to be a third? Will that, allegedly he's resigned, will he somehow fall back into it?
Well, I did see him at BKSC 19 in Tampa, so he was in the building. So the door of negotiation is still open, apparently, with that.
So, you know, you always talk about, you know, you're not the champ until you defend, and you know, which I disagree
not
with.
Not the man until you beat the man.
Well, that I agree
Woo!
With. But what if you're stripped? Should you still walk around with a belt that you once owned that was taken away from you?
No. If you're stripped because you're not competing, because you refuse to take fights, because you're walking away from opportunities, I think you keep it if you're injured, and it's a different story. If it's an injury and you're rehabbing, you got to fix your ankle like Connor, and you got a long rehab, you keep the belt. You wear it proudly. You take it everywhere you go.
Well, but he didn't lose it. He didn't lose it. He got stripped of it.
Yeah.
But so I think it's kind of a gray area.
It was like a business decision. That was more like a negotiation thing.
It was a business decision.
Promotion.
Even more so because he resigned.
And speaking of a promotion, the UFC announced that Cyril Dang, or who fought Derek Lewis?
Yes.
Ghani. He made $190,000 after taxes and fees for his victory for the interim belt, which Francis Ngannou says is not a real belt, that the champ was always here. He was always available, always willing to put the strap on the line, that the UFC stepped over their boundaries, created this interim belt for no reason, just for spite and for fan attention. Well, and the champ at the top is angry.
Part of what Francis says is true. Interim belts really mean nothing. Not really. They don't. They mean zip. It means nothing. If you're the interim champion, and everybody has always said this, you know, when Francis comes back, you will then, you know, we'll join the two. So you still have to go beat the champion.
Sure.
So an interim belt really doesn't mean a whole lot.
And I think that's what makes this fight for
the jewelry. It's jewelry.
And I think that's what makes this fight for the UFC so powerful for Friday night is you've got Bedford and Barnett who have to go through each other in order to get to the belt. So no matter what, this fight has to happen, whether it's for a strap or an interim strap, or just to get in position for the next.
It doesn't not. Don't even bring up interim straps.
Interim strap.
It's a make believe.
What's the belt below the interim?
It your belt.
That's a mission belt.
I was going to say the interim belt and you are basically is about the same thing. It's non-existent.
It's a
interims mean nothing. It means nothing. Now, if you're the interim champ and then they automatically make you the new champion, what did the interim mean? It meant that you won the number one contender's belt, is what you did.
So it's like Speaker of the House. So, like, if you're not, if the president goes down, then the vice president takes over. The vice president goes down, then the Speaker of the House becomes president. So you have a ranking system in case, something happens on a flight to Biloxi from Charlotte.
Unless you're that TV show, I forget what it was called, something Survivor, where he was like the transportation director. He went to the bathroom, I think. And so when Congress got blown up and everybody died, he was the only living person left.
Oh, wow.
So he became the president. The only bad thing is he was Canadian.
Well, and there's no one to govern. I mean, if everybody died.
No, not everybody died. Just all the politicians died.
Okay.
The terrorists came and took out all the politicians. And as they went down that ranking, he was the last person. Okay? Even though I think he was ready to, resign or whatever. But he was the only one. It was, who's the Canadian?
Trudeau?
No, his dad was in. Hold on, it's one of my favorite movies with Marky Mark, The Italian Job.
Okay.
So the old guy that gets killed, it'll come to me.
Okay.
Or Ed or somebody back at the mothership will remember.
Sure.
Not Kevin Bacon. He was also in the Tom Cruise, You Can't Handle the Truth movie.
Jack Nicholson?
No. Talking the younger guy from Canada.
I don't know anybody from Canada.
All right.
Canada didn't let anybody come over. Their borders are closed.
Let's go hit a break, and I'll either Google it or it'll come to me in the next 2.2 minutes. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the Hilton DoubleTree here at Biloxi as we get ready for DKFC. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and StatZone.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tampa, Florida. Are you a fan of MTV's The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, October the 9th, you're going to want to be at Challenge Mania Live. It's at the Tampa Improv, and you can meet and hang out with Derek Kaczynski, Mark Long, Hisela Delgado, and more guests to be announced. Get your tickets at challengemania.live or at the Tampa Improv website. It's Challenge Mania Live, a pre-show meet and greet, and a live panel talk show, just like a Challenge reunion show that doesn't suck.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Center. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Here in Biloxi as we get ready for BKFC 20 tomorrow night. Saturday night, another UFC event in Las Vegas. The Bucks back at it at Ray J. Taking on the Titans. The Titans.
And apparently in their scrimmages, there's been some scuffles and maybe some more knuckles have been thrown in practice at the Bucks, and you'll see in the BKFC Friday night.
Well, I mean, that's possible, but from what I understand, Bruce Arians has said starters aren't even going to play on Tuesday or Saturday.
Okay.
So I love how fans are already like, oh, they looked awful week one and they couldn't beat the Bengals. They're not going to go undefeated. They're not going to win their division. They're not going to this. They're not going to that. Tom Brady played, I think it was 4 snaps.
And it was a tropical storm Fred moving through the area, so it was raining out.
Yeah, it really wasn't bad.
Slippery field.
It rained, yeah. But the fields, you know, drain really good. You know, the thing about the NFL and all of these big sports, you know, their grounds crew know what they're doing. They can drain a field quicker than that plane drained its fuel.
Yeah, that's thankful they you made it back on Earth in one piece.
Well, that's true. That's true. Are you even excited about Saturday and the Titans? And, you know, again, because it's going to be...
It's preseason. Preseason doesn't matter. It's practice. Talking about practice, man?
Talking about practice?
Like AI. Like, if it's not gameplay. Yeah, but they take the risk of getting injured, so it's smart not to have their starters.
Then why play them? Then why play these games? I understand what you're saying, and it is smart. You know, the last thing you want is Tom Brady or Mike Evans or one of those guys going down on a preseason game. But if that's the case, then why play them?
Well, I mean, it's to get conditioned so that when the gameplay is full force.
They're not playing.
But
so what kind of conditioning?
Well, you I mean, look, the NFL and all
pro... You go for a field goal at the two that doesn't count, or an extra point at the two that doesn't count.
But pro sports, we all know, is one between the ears.
It's repetition.
Right? It's mental focus. It's like timing. It's the clock play. It's the play calling. It's the, you know, players on and off the field in time to, you know, avoid penalties. So, you know, there's a lot of value that comes from it. Just not, you know, the full impact so they get hurt.
I get all that. But again, they're not playing. Your starters are not playing.
Do you like the chippiness from this team that they just won the Super Bowl? They're not going to come in and be the victim. They're going to fight back. They're going to scrimmage. They're going to fight in camp. Antonio Brown was removed from the field today for fighting. Like, do you like that from your champion? It's like, hey, we're the dominant ones. We're the king. And you got to come and take it from us. We're not just going to give you anything.
Yeah, I mean, I like it, but... It's also a little, you know, you're going overboard, all right? It's practice. You've already said this. It's practice. Why are you throwing punches at somebody wearing a helmet, well, first of all?
It's not smart.
Why are you throwing punches in practice? Now, I would much rather you throw punches when you're scrimmaging against another team.
Sure.
Than, you know.
In your own team.
I was out, I think it was a week ago, and JPP was getting a little boisterous. Okay. Right, they finally did some, you know, one-on-one and, you know, trying to beat the O-line. And, you know, he was beating the O-line. The O-line was beating some D-line. Do you really want to get all overly aggressive? It's your teammate.
Well, I mean, that's why Chidi and Warren Sapp is even a conversation 20-something years later.
Well, no.
Because that's not teammates.
That's not teammates. It's not teammates.
They were in the locker room.
That's not teammates.
And that's what happened in the NFL.
It's not teammates.
Some of the greatest brawls have been in the NFL.
That's true.
Some of the greatest warriors have come from the NFL.
Speaking of teammates.
Pioneers.
We do, or I have a teammate, you know, sitting down with me right now.
A tag team?
Chris was on the plane, so we're all now teammates.
Oh, you guys, after a near-death experience? You guys share that bond now?
Give me your thoughts on what we went through yesterday.
I think I got the PTSD. You know what I mean? I'm going, reliving it in my head over.
Are you really?
No, that's a joke, dude. I didn't think it was anything, yeah. Man. I'm just like, what? Why? Keep going. You know? Right.
I thought that.
Seriously, because I feel like, you know, I feel like we were up in the air so long. We landed, it was like 10:30. We were supposed to land at 10:30, and we landed back where we started. So it's like, I feel like we drove, like, I flew halfway there and turned around and came back. I'm like, we're halfway there. Let's just keep going.
And I'm going to assume that you, like me, I didn't think about it. Like, I kept thinking, we just took off 10 minutes ago. Why are we in the air 25 minutes headed back?
I didn't get it. It was longer than that. I felt like I could tell when we were going up. We were going up, and then all of a sudden it made a funny noise, and we kind of stopped going up. I'm thinking, that's weird, but I didn't think much of it. Right. And it went until, I don't know, 10 minutes later they came on, like, yeah, we're gonna go back. I'm like, damn. But I was kind of half asleep, so I'm like, we're going to go back? I don't know.
Now, welcome back to the show, Chris Lights Out Lytle. It was on the death flight from...
that's what we're going to call it.
To Biloxi yesterday.
Cheated death.
But you being a first responder, firefighter, I mean, yeah. When the plane landed and you saw all your boys in red.
I saw all the firemen there. I was this is a bigger deal than I thought. And then I found out, yeah, we dumped the fuel, you know, when we were about to land in case it wrecked. I was like, oh, shit. You know, I was like...
He said shoot, people. It's good. It's all right.
He really does have PTSD. Yeah. Look,
shoot. He said shoot, people. It's good. It's all right.
He really does have PTSD. Yeah, look, he's shocked.
Yeah, so then I was like, oh, man. And then it is what it is. So. But, I mean, I think it was that big of a deal until later on.
Right, and that's what I'm telling people. I don't think it was as big a deal as we're making it out to be, but I also think it was a bigger deal than we thought it was.
Yeah, I agree with that statement 100%.
So, all in all, put you a day behind preparing for tomorrow night. I know you're a professional. You've been up all night researching. Run down a little bit about the card that we'll see tomorrow night.
I mean, I feel like an idiot because I keep saying this, but this is by far, like, throughout the whole time, the most solid card we've had throughout. I mean, I'm looking at it, and there's 12 fights, and, like, you know, there's good fight. Like, the very first fight, you got Bobby. I'm just like, geez, you got really good fights all the way through. And I know a lot of the guys. I know, you know, you don't have many people who I don't know much about. It's just a really good card and really high level. Even like some good boxers are coming here. This is a very entertaining card. I'm so excited for it.
What I don't think people realize, you know, when BKFC first started a year and a half ago in Wyoming, and, you know, it seemed more just brawls.
Yeah.
But now it has become a little more technical. Now it has been a little more, because at the very beginning, I don't think there was a lot of body stuff, a lot of body punches, where it's been added. So not only is the sport growing, the fighters are growing in the sport.
Oh, 100%. And that's the beauty of it. This is a brand new sport, really. And so, remember when the UFC first came out and
unfortunately, I do.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Pioneers.
Yeah. So but, I mean, I remember I fought in UFC 10 and still, or not 10, the 10-year anniversary, UFC 45. And I remember even then it was just how far it came. But it took 10 years. I mean, this sport is moving at a much faster rate. People are evolving much faster than they did with mixed martial arts. You know, I think the people are understanding. I mean, even look at the last fight, you know, the last one we had. Arnold, you know, he wins in the heavyweight fight, but he's inside their clinch, and he's landing these overhand rights, and he dropped his opponent with, like, that hasn't been used very much, right. That inside boxing like that. So I think people are continuing to evolve and learn new things.
Talk about it, and I know we don't, you know, really talk about it this way and give the commentators the credit that they deserve. How much time that you put in? You know, yeah, you know Melvin. Yeah, you know Johnny Bedford. You know Reggie Barnett.
Yeah.
But you still got to stay up on and still do research, which is there's only two of the three people wearing headsets that do research right now. So try to explain to the guy that doesn't the importance of research.
You just have to do whatever you can to give yourself the best advantage to educate yourself about the guys. You want to know tendencies. You want to, I mean, we break it down and we ask them. We want to know all about their camp, what they're doing. What do you think about your opponent? Where are they good? Where are they dangerous? What is your game plan? Do you want to stay on the inside? Do you want to stay on the outside? What's your best punch? What's your worst? You know, we try and find out everything about them, and we're watching video to try and figure this out and give everybody who's watching an insight, because people might not understand exactly what's going on. It's my job to kind of paint the picture and let them know why things are happening. These aren't random occurrences out there. He's not just throwing haymakers. He's got a strategy, and it's up to me to convey that, to let you know why he's doing what he's doing.
I know you've gotten in the squared circle before. Any itch, you know, as you continue commentating? Would it have to be the right, you know? And I know that, and I don't know if you want to talk about it, but there was an event that your name was kind of thrown into. And I'm curious, A, do you want to talk about it? And
sure. B, I mean, I, the thing I've realized is there's always going to be a part of me that wants to compete, you know? I retired from UFC a long time ago. I came out into the, but I mean, there's always some bit, part of me that I think is kind of who I am and what I want to do. But I'm trying to be smart. You know, it's like you have to stop at some point because, you know, Father Time is undefeated, and all the fighters I've ever seen who keep coming back, it doesn't end well for you. It never does. So I'm trying to avoid that, but at the same time, I love doing it. If there's always a fight that I'd like to take, you know what I mean? So there's always a possibility.
Do you want to talk about the fight that your name was thrown into?
Sure.
All right. So, you know, we've talked about, you know, Tito's going to be on in a little bit, and Tito's going to fight Anderson, and Oscar De La Hoya is going to now have a fight.
Yep.
And you mentioned that your name was thrown in that.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up. Somebody brought it up to me. They said, you know, they're talking about Oscar might want to do one of these. Would you be interested in that? And I said, yeah, you know, I would love to do that. You know, I always love watching Oscar, and I never really got a good retirement boxing match. You know, I got to retire from the UFC the proper way. I got to retire from bare knuckle, but, you know, my boxing career ended because I signed to be on The Ultimate Fighter. You know, I was loving boxing. I didn't get a last fight, and to fight a legend like Oscar would be a dream, man, and I just love to box. I still love getting in there. Like, I can't really train for an MMA because my body, you know, but I could definitely do, you know, another one where you just go in there and hit people in the face.
So Chris, like, so last fight there's three fights at BKFC 19 that were platform, YouTube, TikTok stars, rappers, during and the middle of the fight. The most impressive part about what you do for a career and the professionalism that you bring is when the brawl broke out that was unscripted. And the fans were into the ring, and Blueface.
It might have been scripted, just we didn't all know about it.
I don't know.
But you kept and getting excited blow by blow when Blueface was out of his gloves doing bare knuckle on the fan that rushed into the squared circle. And I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was genius that you kept the excitement up, even though it was complete mayhem going on around you.
Did you do play-by-play of that fight?
Of the brawl, he did.
Did you do play-by-play of the brawl?
He was excited about it. He was like, oh.
I wasn't there. I was in the back. I took my daughter. I became the greatest father of all time.
Yeah.
Because her favorite, and she has quite a few. It's funny how today Frankie Edgar is her favorite fighter because of the commercial. But she's always loved Paige VanZant. So we went back with Dan Lambert, and she got to meet Paige in the back.
Okay.
So we missed it all.
That was before, because afterwards she wasn't in any mood.
Right.
Which... on a totally different note, I mean, hearing, you know, what she's been going through from this, from her experience, is kind of heart-wrenching to me, and I hate hearing it because, I mean, she's got so many positive things going on to fear that, I mean, but one thing I love is she cares. She really cares about how her career is going, you know, and this is what she wants to do. That's so impressive. I'd like to talk to her, give her a hug, and be like, it's going to be okay. You know what I mean?
You know, how tough is that? And we can get back to whatever your question was. How tough is it? You know, and I remember vividly when Marcus Jones went, you know, through the MMA and the UFC, and he got booed at a fight, and his wife Bethany came over to me, and she's like, why are they booing? And I'm going, because that's fans.
Yeah.
You know that from football. That's fans. How difficult, and I know what you're going to say, and I know you got to go in a minute.
Yeah.
You know, we all don't care about fans, but we kind of do.
Yeah, I mean, man, I'm not going to lie. When I'm in there and if people start booing, it hurts me, man. I'm like, oh, I got to do something. I never want to be booed. I want to go out there and make people cheer. You know what I mean? It helps you. It hypes you up. But, I mean, I don't think anybody can really understand the pressure that you put on yourself when you're involved with these fights. And then to have people come out and start bashing like that, and you know, I'm sure they're, you know, talk, oh, she's not good. I mean, man. It's all you want to do is go out there and prove people wrong and put on the best performance. And when you don't do it, it's all encompassing of your whole life. Like nothing else. It's total everything. It's not like you go play football. I don't think a bad game. I'll get the next one. I mean, it's not quite like that with the fight. You know, I think it has an ability to take over your whole life and it affects everything, man. So I feel for the fighter she is. I'd like to help her out.
I mean, you might have me on the research for here, but I've been working on the Taliban fighter group, you know, recently established last week. So I'm going to be drafting and recruiting Taliban fighters for a fighter league. So if you want to commentate that for me, Chris.
Wow. I got a lot I want to say right now, but I probably shouldn't.
I know, me too.
I'm going to leave that right here because now I'm going to get you guys kicked off the air, I'm sure.
Now you see why I try to replace them on a daily basis. On a daily basis, I try to do that.
Yikes.
How much do you, and I remember I asked you this when you were a fighter, and we got here a little bit late yesterday. When you get here, and I know it's work, and it's, but do you try to get out? And I know we're in Biloxi, but there are a couple of good restaurants.
Do I, or as a fighter?
Do you? No, I know as a fighter, you know, it's a work trip.
Of course, of course. I mean, like, you know, it was my birthday yesterday, and so.
How was dinner? You told me you were going out to dinner last night. You didn't go?
People didn't. We got all muddled up. So we're planning on doing that tonight.
So we call that a Matthew. A Matthew is when you're promised something and it doesn't happen. That's a Matthew.
Yeah, well, you almost died on your birthday, so you deserve a special dinner.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
That'd be good. You know, birth and on my tombstone, it'd be like the exact, you know.
Well, it saves numbers. You don't have to get as much stamps. Wow. Save space.
That's
more
what
efficient.
I was all about, saving money for the family. The wife would appreciate it.
All right, so did you get going out? Did you go to restaurants? Do you?
Yeah. Oh, when I'm doing commentary, way different. You know, I mean, you actually do. I mean, it depends. If we have interviews we have to do, then no. Then I'm eating like whatever I can find around, but I mean, and sometimes that happens. Sometimes we're trying to interview all the fighters, and big card, you might have, you know, 26 fighters, and just find the time to fit them all in. If they come in at 10 o'clock at night and they go, I'm available, you go, all right, jump, we'll do it. You know what I mean? Like, I have to do it at some point. We have to get it done.
On the second hour of this broadcast, a living legend, number 99, Warren Sapp will be on, and I know we're going to talk about this alleged possible fight. I know that you've already agreed to commentate with Michael Chiesa.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts. Do you have any thoughts on this?
I mean, you know, the animosity is obviously real. You know, they had beef from back in the football days, and that's what you want to see. I want to see two guys who want to go in there who have a problem with each other and settle it right there. You know, that's what I would like to see. And, you know, Sapp's just, they're both in the NFL. They're both physical specimens and beasts. But, I think he has a different level of meanness. I think it's going to be interesting to see. I like to see him get to display it and use it. And, people say fighting doesn't solve anything. I disagree. Fighting solves everything. So they have a problem. They got to go in there and fight and settle it. And then it's over, man. Okay. Whoever wins, wins. And you can hug and be like, that's it. It's over. So I love that idea.
See, and I know I've said this to you and I've said it to all the fighters and you all say it that way. Maybe it's because you're professionals. I had a fight with my brother. I think I was 17, and I've still never let it go. You know, I still don't really get along with them, and it's from that fight. I can't let it go. Does that mean we have to fight again? Please say yes.
Sure.
Until yesterday when he's on the plane texting, like, I'm so sorry about this whole life that I hated you.
That's a lie.
Did you make any, like, memorial videos?
I didn't, but
Chris,
Steve
did.
Steve did.
Did you make
you know that? Steve made a video.
No, on the plane?
On the plane into his phone. So that if we crash, there'd be messages to his loved ones.
But the plane, I guess it'd be in the clouds somewhere.
Yeah, that would have destroyed and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. All right, I think you need to go.
Okay.
I think you're being
thank you guys. I appreciate it.
As always, let's not fly together ever again. Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the Doubletree here in Biloxi. Melvin Gillard coming up momentarily. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tampa, Florida. Are you a fan of MTV's The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, October the 9th, you're going to want to be at Challenge Mania Live. It's at the Tampa Improv, and you can meet and hang out with Derek Kaczynski, Mark Long, Hisela Delgado, and more guests to be announced. Get your tickets at challengemania.live or at the Tampa Improv website. It's Challenge Mania Live, a pre-show meet and greet, and a live panel talk show, just like a Challenge reunion show that doesn't suck.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out very early each year, so make sure to purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at tuxestailstampa.com.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
It is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the Doubletree Hotel in Biloxi, Mississippi, ahead of BKFC 20, taking place Friday night here.
I'm a little disappointed. I wasn't able to find out if that crab lobster was open.
Oh, yeah. Last night was crab. But
last night was crab.
No lobster. But how much crab can you really eat in a 3-day set? Is there like a limit? Is there a risk of like mercury poisoning or like too much shellfish? Or
is there a risk? I don't know.
Too much butter?
I mean, what I don't use butter.
Oh, you don't use butter?
I don't.
And why? Why no butter on
your? I don't really like the butter part.
Really?
You know, and it sits in your stomach. You know, I do.
Maybe that's why I feel so heavy today.
Cocktail sauce and horseradish.
So I felt heavy today. I was sluggish. I was like,
well, that's your normal everyday life.
Well, because I'm lazy and I'm unemployed.
No comment. No comment. None at all.
Dude, what do you think about the Taliban fighters coming out? I mean, they didn't have to throw any punches. They just took over a whole country.
You're just an idiot.
They're so dangerous. I mean, they didn't even have to fight.
You're just an idiot.
When was the last time you saw somebody with that kind of fear coming up at a UFC card or a bare knuckle that hasn't really proven themselves but just had like a name or everybody was just deathly afraid? Brock Lesnar, maybe?
Can we change the subject?
Just
to even make light. And, you know, you think a lot of your comedy is funny, and it's not.
It's not
all
funny.
Hold on. None of it is funny.
No, it's funny.
This is even worse.
No, look.
It's not funny.
The world's heavy. The world's upside down. Things are crazy. Okay, COVID. People need a little bit of comedic laughter. And if you can make light of the fact that they're called Taliban fighters and this is a fighting program, it's a little comedic break in the stresses of day-to-day life between kids and COVID and illness, things shutting back down, school systems. So why not have a little fun and jest and make people happy today?
I disagree with you. Shocking. But I'm the one that says and has always said there is no line in trash talking.
Wasn't it?
That's not trash talking, though. And I don't find that funny because of the world that we're in.
Sure.
You know, whether I like, whether I dislike, whether I know, whether I don't know. There's some tragic stuff going on over
there. No, it's terrible. Absolutely.
And a lot of Americans lost their lives in trying to defend something that we now ran away from.
Now, you being a military vet, like, should you or shouldn't you separate your emotions from your job assignments? Like, they were assigned to protect this, do this, orchestrate that. Like, is it? Should they keep the emotional part out, or are a lot of the veterans taking this personal that they've sacrificed their time, their bodies, their quality of life, maybe their limbs of their body? Is it? Can you separate it? Should you separate it? Is that
you can't? You can't. You have to separate it. You're told what to do. You know, if you're told get on the plane and leave, get on the plane and leave. You have no choice. If you don't want to do something, if you don't want to be wherever, and you're told to go, you do one of two things. You go to the brig, or you do it. So, I'm sure there's a lot of soldiers in all militaries, in all countries, you know, that there are some that are against. Muhammad Ali was against, so he went to jail.
Yeah.
You know, so you really don't have a choice, you know, in your own opinions when it comes to that.
Sure.
You're told there's a draft. I don't want to be in a drafted. I'm saying.
Right.
But you don't have a say in it. I don't have a say in, allegedly, they've just let 300,000 Americans wash their hands of debt.
Yeah, student debts are being forgiven, apparently.
That's brutal.
I wish I would go to school. I should go to school to be a radio announcer.
Well, you know what? My daughter does have some she does have a loan. You know,
right.
Now that I think about it. She has a personal loan and that she's not getting she can't. I'm not allowing that.
Right.
I don't care what the government says. But she does have a bank loan. So I wonder if that gets washed out. I wonder if she can get the next loan before it's washed out, though. That would be the plan. You get the next one.
Right, and then it's already paid off. By the time you get the money, it's paid off.
Well, no, it's the government is washing the hands of it.
I mean, it's crazy.
So you're going to affect the banks. Not that people care about the banks, you know. But
I mean, I don't get how it works. I mean, I saw the headline, but I didn't read the stories. I mean, can it count for future classes? Because I could use some education.
No, I agree with that.
I have several hobbies I would like to turn into a career.
Look into it. You know, I'd like to go back to school. I'll go take a class on web building. saying to do internet sites.
If you could go back in time and do anything for a career, right? What would you do? What would have been your dream job? Like, if not, money was no object, and like
for a long time, I thought I had it. my dream job.
And that was?
What?
Oh, a radio guy.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was going to be like married to your wife or like, you know.
That's not a job.
Father of your kid. That's it's work.
No, it's not.
You got to do the grass. You got
to
clean the pool. No, that's work.
It's not work. You know, that's why you're getting divorced.
Yes, that's not the reason. Well, there's many other reasons.
Right, because you don't do the work.
And because she doesn't really like me there. The kids are better when I'm away.
I'm not sure the word there needs to be said.
Yeah, or just around.
No. You said she doesn't like you there.
Or here.
You're right. Right.
It's actually worse when I'm here.
That's Steve Lene. Or here or there. But no, I mean, I've enjoyed doing the radio, and then you joined it, and it's kind of brought my feelings down, and I'm not excited. You know, I don't get up to be excited about this anymore.
Are you excited to retire? Like, are you excited to hang up the microphone so that when Ric Flair or somebody asks you how long you've been retired for, you're like, since it happened.
No, I'm not Steve Lene.
That's a classic.
I think
answer.
Steve Lene needs to write a book, but I don't see myself ever retiring. From the radio program, I can see myself retiring you from the radio, but I don't necessarily think that I'll retire myself.
So you're doing your dream job. That's pretty cool.
So much. We're going to blow through the break.
Not everybody gets that luxury. Not everybody gets to do what they love.
No, it's been cool. You know, obviously seeing the UFC from UFC 1 to whatever number is coming up to 68, I think it is. Seeing that build up, seeing how far BKFC has come since Wyoming. I apologize. And I only thought about it because I said BKFC 1. First thing I thought of was Rico Rodriguez. We're going to get a hold of Rico in the second hour. We are still trying to get a hold of Tito Ortiz as well as Warren Sapp for the second hour. But their mentor, Tito Ortiz's mentor, Rico Rodriguez's mentor, Eve Edwards' mentor. I didn't know that Saul was based out of Texas and Austin, I think. Or Houston, where Eve was based out of. Their legendary trainer passed away a couple days ago. And reading the text or the post, and then I did text Rico about it, everybody is upset. He was really, really a very, very good dude. So I know we have the top of the hour coming. We're going to blow through this break. We do have another
pioneer.
A pioneer, good friend.
Pioneer's better than legend, right? I mean, it's the founder, like one of the originals, the big names.
He wasn't original.
And one of the ones to grace the side of the Knockout Radio van.
Yeah.
Melvin Gilliard, welcome to the program.
Thanks, in the day. Guys. Mel, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing great. Not bad. What's going on, guys?
Let me ask you this. I know the fight's tomorrow night. I know you've been in this game a long, long time. We've been friends a long, long time. Are you excited about a fight tomorrow night? Are you excited, you know, to make money and it's your job? Are you not excited? It's just your job, and you're here to do your job. What is it this far into your career?
For me, I'm always excited. I mean, fighting's been my job since I was 16. You know, as far as pro, it's always good to come back home. I mean, Biloxi was one of the first places I actually fought right at the Bourvage. Well, like my first pro fight, actually, I wasn't even a pro the night that I fought at the Bourvage. I was actually an amateur fighting a pro. And then I turned pro later that next week or whatever. So to be sitting right here, right across, looking out the window at the Bourvage, it kind of brings back a lot of memories. I love coming back home. You know, this to me, Biloxi, Mississippi, it's a hometown fight. I mean, I'm right there in New Orleans. I spent all my time this week home in New Orleans. You know, I actually just got here today to Biloxi. I try to spend as much time with family when I'm home.
That's
why
you always do the show.
Of course. I mean, you guys are my family, though. Yeah. I mean, you guys are always thinking of me. Honestly, you guys are probably the most talked about radio show that I hear of, and the only one that I'm always on. You know what I mean? I don't really do a lot of interviews anymore. You know, I try to stay exclusive to guys that earned my loyalty over the years, you know, and I try to stay loyal to them as well.
And you have been, and thank you for that. I want to go back to New Orleans in a second. You know, I'm going to forget that, so make sure you bring it back up. I'm curious, when you go over to the Coliseum and it's the way in, are you going to, like, get the commission together and make sure they know all the rules?
Man.
I'm being funny, but it's a serious question.
That's a really good question. You know, now when I go to a lot of fighter meetings, you know, even with some of my younger guys that I train with, that I help corner back home, I start asking a lot of questions because I like to make sure you know, I understand what's going on, which I'm pretty sure I do. I mean, I've been around this game a long time. I mean, maybe after I retire, I may become a referee. I'm not sure, but I thought about it because it's sad when fighters lose fights based off of bad calls, you know, and or even in the MMA world when referees not sure when to call off a fight or when to let something go.
It's funny that you brought that up because, you know, I would comment on some judging, on some refereeing in the state of Florida, and the old boxing commissioner called me, and he goes, I'm tired of you ripping my guys. If you think you're better, get a license and start doing it. So I've been a licensed judge in Florida since then for that exact reason.
There you go.
You know, so I commend you for that, and I think you'd be great at either one, judging or reffing.
You've been around the game a long time. Yeah. You know,
just means I'm old.
Nah, I mean, shit, I'm getting there.
He said shoot.
Yeah, shoot. Yeah, I always have to remember on your show.
Yeah, it's real. This is real.
But for me, it's like, you know, when you're around the game a long time and you pay attention, you learn things from looking. Sure. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, paying attention to a kid. You know, you pay attention to an infant baby long enough in the car seat, you learn something from that baby. The fight game is kind of the same way. You know, this is my baby. You know what I mean? And I take pride in what I do. I take pride in, you know, how the game is reffed. You know what I mean? And a lot of people starting to ask me now, like, Is the fights fixed? Or, you know, I get that a lot with MMA too. You know, are a lot of the fights in the UFC fixed? Or does Dana White buy all fighters? Like, no. You know what I mean? That, and, you know, a lot of people think Dana's a horrible boss. You know what I mean? And the guy gave me a new home after Hurricane Katrina. So, you know, if you think somebody's a horrible person for that, then you must be a really horrible person.
Speaking MMA wise, you know, we're here for BKFC, right, but still, I think BKFC has learned a lot from Dana, from the Fertittas, from
course,
the UFC.
Man. I mean,
we all wouldn't be here without Dana and the Fertittas.
Big companies learn from other big companies, right? And right now, BKFC is the biggest company in bare knuckle boxing right now in North America. Proud to be a part of these guys. And right now, they're doing everything right. You know, the hospitality that they give to the fighters, you know, they show fighters, they make fighters feel like they're professionals. You know what I mean? When you come into a nice hotel like we're sitting right now, you know, instead of some roach motel, you know, it makes the world of a difference. You know what I mean?
And sure.
When fighters are comfortable, fighters will love to go out and fight for
feel
you.
Feel wanted.
Yeah, and they'll do anything in the world for you. You know, so, I mean, I want people to treat me like I treat them. You know what I mean? And that's how I've always been, and it shows. You know what I mean? But I'm very loyal to whatever company I'm with. And right now I'm with the BKFC. I love bare knuckle. Everybody's always asking me, you know, what's harder, BKFC, bare knuckle, or MMA? You know, I think they both have their differences, but I think they're both hard because at this level, you're fighting all A-class competition. You know what I mean? You're not fighting any bums. You know what I mean? So when you really ask what's harder and what's not, it depends on the organization and the stable of fighters. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it.
So before I move on to my question, Melvin, I want to just say, I want to piggyback off all that, but Randy befriends a lot of fighters. He knows the top A-listers all the way down to the guy who's fighting his first fight ever. And he gets to know him young and early, and he builds a loyalty there. And since I've joined the network with Randy, you have always been on that small short list of...
I think you called in one time as you were walking to a cage or a ring to fight.
Yeah,
I vaguely remember that.
but
not too many people would do that for anybody.
You know what it was? I saw you, and I saw everything going on. So I was like, man, let me call him. I was like, let me see if he's going to pick up my call.
but it
was a joke, but it worked.
But Randy speaks the world of you. He that same respect and loyalty you have like towards him, it's reciprocated on you. But my question is, you were a victim of a poor ref decision last BKFC fight.
Yeah.
We have a new sport. It's hard to know which rules and which commissions and regulations. You got referees. Coming out of MMA.
Honestly, it's not that hard.
It's common
sense. It's not that hard.
It was common sense.
I mean, look, the man thought he was reffing an MMA fight. Don't know why, because there was no elbows thrown. There were no knees thrown. And those are my favorite things to throw. I mean, it was a straight boxing match. I mean, I get it. He had a brain fart. I get that. But I should have been compensated for his mistake. You know what I mean? But now it counts as... I don't know if it's even a no contest or if it's even a loss on my record. I don't even know. I don't care. You know what I mean? I wanted a rematch with the guy, O'Shannon, but it didn't happen. You know what I mean? I come here back to Biloxi fighting a new guy. I felt like I should have got an immediate rematch. You know what I mean? But if a fighter wants to take that as a win and keep that win under his belt and say that he beat Melvin Gillard, then so be it. I mean, maybe he needs that win more than I needed it. You know what I mean? Because to me, he was a nobody. I was fighting a nobody. He got a win off of my reputation because of a bad call. If he wants to live with that win, then that's on him as a fighter. You know, I'm not that kind of fighter. You know what I mean? If somebody called me out and said they want a rematch because of some bad call, or maybe even because I beat him already, you know, I'll give him a rematch because that's what fighters do. You know, I hate guys that come into a sport and wants to play the game, but don't know how to play the game. You know what I mean? We're fighters. We're not ball players.
Well, speaking of play the game, Sugar Sean O'Malley, he's being very vocal about he gets paid the same money to fight a lower guy or as he does the top-ranked guys. So as a business decision, is it smart for a fighter to play the business side as opposed to being a fighter mentality of, like, I want the best competition every time to show the world that I'm great?
I mean, to be honest, I mean, I'm kind of new to BKFC. They literally just gave me a 3-fight deal, literally. Oh,
congratulations.
I didn't have one before this. But this particular fight, the three-fight deal, it doesn't start until my next fight. But to be honest, I don't blame the guy. I mean, look, it's a business. I mean, we all have to make money. And to be honest, I'm not making the money that I want to make right now in the BKFC, but I'm happy to be a part of something that's growing. The same way I was when Ultimate Fighter Season 2 started, and to watch the UFC start growing the way I watched it grow. I mean, my first year in the UFC, I made $5,000. I made $10,000 the second year, and I made $15,000 my third year with no room to negotiate because I was on Ultimate Fighter. That's the way they locked you into deals. I get it. It's a business. But I did make a lot of bonuses. I made a lot of money in bonuses. I made real good money in sponsorships. You know, and this is one of those situations where I got to start at the bottom again. And I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? Because I let my hands do the talking. You know what I mean? I let my style of fighting talk for me. And that's what people pay for. You know, people pay to see Melvin fight, whether I win or lose. You know what I mean? And I hate to say that word lose, but it's always been that way for me. Whether I win or lose, I mean, I've lost certain fights in the UFC and still walked away with bonuses.
All right, back with Melvin after the top of the hour. We needed this break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
Without her trying, she's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. When I compliment her, she won't believe.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.